As we move toward the dawn of the 21st century, our country is going through a transition, a new world order. A new set of challenges is confronting us, both domestically and abroad. It will take some time to sort our way through it.
A historic role in trying to make sure that there is, after all, a new world order.
And the phenomenal opportunities before us to create a real new world order.
George Bush has invoked a new world order without enunciating a new American purpose. The president has still failed to articulate clear goals for our nation's foreign policy in this new age.
And after 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
This criminal government cartel doesn't recognize borders, but believes in global governance and rule by corporations. American soldiers have fought and died to win and keep America's freedom. And now Hillary Clinton wants to surrender that freedom to these open borders, open trade, and a world government.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you are the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, all right?
Yes, sir.
You guys toy with countries of the world like toys, don't you? You're like the Illuminati. You're the Masons. You control everything, don't you? That's the rap on you guys.
What's so interesting now, though, is who's on the chessboard. It's the toys, if you will, are a lot more than states.
Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
We all talk about a new world order, about what the Clinton administration's foreign policy will be, what this so-called new world order will look like.